Our
Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for guiding us again for this morning service. We appreciate your blessings and the morning devotion. And yesterday and the days before, we are grateful to you. Lord, we want to thank you also for the worship service. We thank you for the song leader and users of instrument and the entire congregation. Thank you for special numbers our rendered. We bless your holy name. Lord, we want to surrender ourselves unto your hand once again. Lord, that we are little lumps of clay, and you are the master potter. We are in your hands, and you break models and fill us and use us to your own glory and love for our benefits. Thank you, Father. Anoint your servant specially, inspire him and give him unction of your spirit. Once again, we bring every spirit contrary to the Holy Ghost under the control of your spirit. Let it be there, Father. Do the miraculous. Perform signs and wonders. Move in the midst of your people. Bench out, Heavenly Father, and let your name be glorified. That at the end of this service, each one will have a special testimony again that you have been gracious unto us. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I want to just 1 minute introduce the one, two, three, four. I think we have about 4 new ministers. I have number five.
Be merry, I'll be married once a day.
God bless you, saints. I'm Brother J. Broker from Calabar. God bless you.
God bless you, church. Olusei Moses from Iwaya.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Joseph Jagadev from Ibadan.
Yes, you did not introduce yourself yesterday.
God bless you, friends. Very precious Ovis from Onitsha. God bless you.
God bless you, saints. I'm Brother Odunuku Onyeka from Onitsha.
Shalom, saints. I'm Pastor Elijah Osho, Solid Rock Enter Tabernacle from the Rock City, Abeokuta. Abeokuta.
Shalom, church.
Love you.
I'm Bro Sunday Miracle from Abuja, Solid Rock Tabernacle.
That's Abuja news.
Gideon Oluferati is my name. Igu Oasis Tabernacle, Mowe Ogun State, Nigeria.
Lord bless you. After the service, a sister said that she asked snacks for the ministers. I think this time around his sisters that have the revelation. Remember yesterday sister said she's going to give biscuit and water for
81 to 8
for the 3 days starting yesterday, today inclusive, and tomorrow. God bless the sisters. When we were in the churches where we came from before. Easter mornings, they used to sing one chorus. That on Easter morning, that the women went to go and meet Jesus. That the men went to go and hide. We will not hide on the day of the rapture anyway. The Lord bless you richly. By the grace of God, this morning, we have a privilege to have with us Reverend Sunday Oyedoko from Ijebu-Ode.
Sunday Oyedoko, taking the
service. Shall we rise as we sing, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by.
No war, let's for what Paul Lua, we should record a lot.
We thank the Lord this morning for making it possible for us to still be at this convention.
I
want to appreciate the host pastor for the opportunity. To be of a service this morning. I pray the Lord will be his strength. The Lord will perfect all that concerneth him. Our joy is to still see him around us. And then being what he has been before. He has been a firebrand. And then we still want that fire in him. And I believe the Lord will put that fire more, sir. The Lord will be your strength. So we appreciate the effort of the associates and the entire ministers in the church. Standing by him and also the effort they put together and the entire local assembly. We pray that the Lord will reward everyone and the Lord will bless his servants. So once again I thank the entire church that hosts the convention. I believe it's a very great tax. Not everybody can hold convention. I believe it's beyond just bringing people together. Some people are just ordained to do it. And if you are not ordained to do it, don't try it. It may not work out like that. But God will bless their effort over the years. And begin to bless them for this sacrifice. May the Lord bless every person where the fund has come out for it. And all the ministers who I appreciate every one of you, God bless you. He just called my Lord to stand. Just believe the Lord will help them. The Lord will strengthen their ministries. They have been a blessing to us over the years. I don't know if you appreciate these ministers. Can we stand up and clap your hands for them? Let's just appreciate them for their labor. We appreciate you. We appreciate every one of you for your labor. May God bless you. You may be seated. God bless you. I believe they have kept all the way we are. There are many things that could have gone wrong in our lives if not the effort of these men. So I pray that the Lord will reward their ministries. The Lord will crown it. And the Lord will bring it to full perfection. So this morning I also want to thank the Lord for being in this campground. Think yesterday I was discussing with Brother Dele. I was taking his memory back. We were here about 38 years ago for a convention also. You know what brings my joy? It's because when we came for that convention, we went back with a question mark. And I want to thank God that question mark has been removed. You know, when we, those who organize it, they are those our brethren who never believe the seven thunder revelation is revealed. So we are the convention here, organized by them. And in that convention, while they were preaching, some ministers came in. Some brethren came in. All of a sudden, the sermon changed. What I heard is that they have entered in now. Let them come and prove it. You know, it looks so somehow to us. And I could see the preacher, he dropped the microphone. And he stepped a little bit down. Let him come and prove it right here. I told Brother Dele, I said, well, what we need to do is to go back home and study it. And then we have studied it. And the grace of God has stood for us. I'm not only here believing it, but I'm preaching it. So I hold all glory to God. And the question of 38 years have been resolved. I don't even know God will bring him back to this same place. Still alive to witness his glory here. So I appreciate him for sparing my life too, and the rest of all that came that time. So we thank God that the power of the seven thunder message has been the one keeping us, and it will still keep us till we meet the rapture. So God bless you. Shall we rise on our feet? I believe preachers has preached. Maybe just to add 1+1. And then we can thank God for the blessing. Let's turn to the book of Judges. Trust the Lord to help us the way he will this morning. Judges chapter 2. I will start from verse 1 to 10. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bocham, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Angele Oluwa si ti gigali goke wa si bokimo o si wi pe emi mo yin goke lati Egypt wa emi si mu yin wa si ile ti emi ti bura fun awon baba yin emi si wi pe emi ki yo da majemu mi pelu yin lai lai.
And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice, which I why have you done this?
Eyin ko si gbodo ba awon ara ile yi da majemu. Eyin o wo pepe won lule. Sugbon eyin ko gbodo eyin ko gbo ohun mi. E se ti eyin fi se eyi.
Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their God shall be a snare unto you.
Nítorí náà, èmi pẹ̀lú wípé èmi kì yóò lé wọn jáde kúrò níwájú yín, ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n jẹ́ ẹ̀gún ní ìhà yín, àti àwọn òrìṣà wọn yóò di ìkẹ́kùn fún yín.
And it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lift up their voice and wept.
Ó sì ṣe nígbà tí angẹli Olúwa sọ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí fún àwọn ọmọ Isẹ́lì, àwọn ènìyàn náà sì gbé ohun wọn sókè, wọ́n sì sọkún.
And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord.
Wọ́n sì pe orúkọ ibẹ̀ náà ní Bokimo, wọ́n sì ru ẹbọ níbẹ̀ sí Olúwa.
And when Joshua had let the people go, and the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land.
Nigbati Joshua si ti jowo awon eniyan na lowo olukuluko awon omo Israeli si lo sinu ile ni re lati gba ile na.
And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who has seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel.
Awon eniyan na si sin Oluwa ni gbogbo ojo Joshua àti ní gbogbo ọjọ́ àwọn àgbà tí ó wà lẹ́yìn Joshua, àwọn ẹni tí ó rí gbogbo iṣẹ́ ńlá Olúwa tí ó ṣe fún Israeli.
And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old.
Joshua ọmọ Nuni ránṣẹ́ Olúwa sìnkú nígbà tí ó di ẹni 150 ọdún.
And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres in the month of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash.
Once you see Kure, Lia Lile, Inire, Ni Timnati Heresi, Ni Le Oke Ephraimu, Li Ariwa Oke Gaasi.
Also, all that generations were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he has done for Israel.
Ati pelu asiko gugu awon iran na jo sodo awon baba won iran mi ran si ku leyin won ti ko mo Oluwa tabi ise ti o se fun Israel.
May the Lord add the blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
You may be
seated. God bless you. Let me just write the topic. We will be talking.
I'm a sorrow.
The new generation.
Iran.
Let me just say the generation.
Iran, no.
Under the judges.
Labe, I won't need a job.
And the repeated circle.
Ati.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are looking at this scripture.
And we
are looking at this generation that are under the judges. And they will look at the repeated circle. Brother Abraham said,
Rakuma,
no matter how you are right in your doctrine, or you give me 6504,
18M,
65-04-18M, paragraph, sorry. Sorry, I didn't put the paragraph. Can you help me type if you miss the life? Can you type it?
I think I omitted that paragraph.
You know. Can you quickly, if you miss the life? Can you search it? Rising of the sun.
No.
I think it's a very popular statement. Let me search. Thought I put the paragraph, I didn't. Okay, Satan does not care how religious you are, or how right you are in your doctrine. If you miss that light, you won't come up. Anyhow, no matter how religious, how good, how many churches you belong to, or we belong to, it doesn't matter one thing unless you are born again. So we are putting the life and the doctrine to be on the same equilibrium. God does not bring us just for bringing us. William Branham was talking in the masterpiece. He was using Michelangelo the sculptor. Trying to make the monument of Moses. And he said that even that man has never seen the picture of Moses. But the first thing he has to do is to have the vision of how Moses looked like. And when he has the vision to do it, he must have a pattern. If you don't have a pattern, there will not be a fulfillment of that vision. So the man has a vision right at the back of his mind. And the picture at the back of his mind was a picture of a man called Moses. Then for him to be able to do it, he must follow a pattern. If he varies in that pattern, he will not be able to have the vision fulfilled. Remember the story of the man that tried to build a canoe. And in trying to build the canoe, somebody came and told him, do it this way. He tried to agree with that one. Somebody said, why don't you do it this way? At the end of the day, what he built was not a canoe. Because he didn't follow a pattern. That is what Abraham said. The gospel that we preach to you, we can't force anybody to obey it, but we can only lay down the pattern. And when we lay down the pattern, it now depends on who you are. It now depends on where you come from. It now depends on the kind of seed that you are carrying. If you don't carry the seed germ of God, nothing anybody can do about it. Nothing the gospel can do about it. Because the gospel is only to make you to become what you are. If a pig come under the power of this message, he will remain a pig. The power that is behind this message will make him to manifest more piggy nature. But if you are a seed of God and something has happened to your life, you have not been able to see yourself right, the power that is under this message will bring a transformation. May God be our help. So there must be a vision. There must be a pattern before there will be a fulfillment. The man that have that vision, to be able to achieve his vision, there must be a pattern in which he has to go through. The pattern that he has to go through to produce the image of Moses, that pattern has to be in line with the vision. If he deviates from the vision, the pattern will be wrong. And if the pattern is wrong, he can't achieve a picture here. So the grace sculptor also, it has a vision of you. It has a vision of me. And it's the same person that is working on us, and he had to follow a pattern to be able to produce us. There is a vision about you. And what is that vision? That you may be a masterpiece. But if you are not in that vision, you know that nothing God can do about it. May God be our help. Okay, let me have 56:06-17. 56:06-17. Just lay this little foundation. 56:06-17, paragraph 1-9. Our Heavenly Father, I was praying this prayer. 129, Revelation of Book of Symbol. That's where. Our Heavenly Father, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Okay. Save the word. And Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we have. And God, may we never be guilty of making the gospel so complicated to people that would think it was man instead of God. So that is the desire of the prophet. Because if we make it complicated, you don't know where to run to. If we make it complicated, you don't know where you are standing. So William Branham is making a prayer that God will help us. And I want to pray with him this morning that God will also help me. I don't want to make it complicated. If we make it complicated, you don't know where you are standing. And now the problem that we are having outside there, they make it so complicated until we don't even know how to serve God. Many have stopped going to church, but it's a simple gospel. Because it's a simple God that brings his word in a simple way, that even the unchurched person, uneducated person, when they hear it, they will understand God. That is what we have come here to do. May God be our help. So we are looking at this generation under the judges. But before we start it, we have to take the journey back to where it started from. Everything starts from Exodus. And we should not forget that Exodus is in two parts. The scripture, God himself is the one that spoke it. The Exodus is about going out. And what? Entering in. So if you go out and you have not entered in, you have not completed Exodus. When you are brought out from something and you are not entering to something, your Exodus has not completed. So God said there is going to be a going out and there is going to be a entering in. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 22. Okay. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes.
Yeah.
Next verse.
No.
And he brought us out from tents that he might bring us in. So God bring them out that he may bring them in. That is a complete Exodus. But I want us to look at this generation. I will take them out of Exodus. No, I will take them out of the bracket of Exodus. I want to bring them away from Exodus picture. They are not Exodus people. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because Exodus has bring them out. He has bring them in. But these generations are not the one that went on the journey of Exodus. Can we get me clear now? So, Exodus, because there are two phases to it, it produced two generations. There are two generations that's in the Exodus. The one that came out and the one that entered in. But this one that we are talking about, they are not the one that went out. They are not the one that entered in. But before we can ever talk about them, we have to lay the foundation, because the problem that they are having, the circle that they went through, is a bad circle. Because it's a bad circle, then what could have been responsible? Because we want to look at this generation. They are a generation that are disconnected. They were disconnected from what God did in the Exodus. And because they are disconnected, they don't have the understanding. They don't know what has taken place for them to be able to stay in the plan of God. It's going to be difficult. So, oh God, help us. Now, the first generation was Moses, or was under Moses. This generation under Moses, they are wilderness journeys. When God brought them out of Egypt, you know what God did? God did not directly took them to the road. God decided, I want to decide, instead of taking them straight to the land. That is why I said that God has a pattern. God is the one that has his program. Whichever way we want to do it, we cannot question him. That is why nobody can ever preach anybody out of the kingdom of God. That is why nobody can ever preach you inside hellfire. No.
If you are a seed of God, you are a seed of God. Don't tell me that this sermon is scaring me. How can it scare you? Moses led that Exodus, and under him there are a generation, because God said it on his word that this generation they provoke me. They provoke him. And before, when God took them out, God did not take them straight to the promised land. He said, I will take them through the wilderness. Taking them through the wilderness. God knows why he does that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8 now. Sorry, be mindful of the time I go. I felt it's necessary to go to. From verse 1. All the commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do. That ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land. Yes, would the Lord swear unto your fathers? And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments. So this wilderness people, the generation that wandered in the wilderness, and in their wandering, God told them to he can be able to prove who they are. And this wonder, this generation, they ended at the beam of River Jordan. Because God said, I swear in my wrath that none of these generations will enter the promised land. So what did God do? God had to let them be marrowing through the wilderness until each of them died one by one. And when they die one by one, and the last place that died, God told Joshua, said the time has come. You have circled this mountain enough. It's time to move in. So they were at the side of Jordan. But they had to, the land is other side. And the other side of the journey, each of them died. And God told Joshua to pick these ones and cross over. Do you know that when they cross over, at the crossing over, before they could cross over, God told Moses, he told Joshua, that while you are crossing over, they should pick 12 stones. Because God wants to make a memorial. God wants to lay something as a memorial. A memorial that will help the coming generation. That's why I'm saying that this new generation, under the judges, it seems that they are disconnected. God told Joshua, pick stones. Let 12 men pick 12 stones. While you are crossing over, they should take it to where they are going to reside, which is at Gilgal. That when you get to Gilgal, put this stone there. Lay this stone there. Because this stone is going to be a teaching tool. It's going to be a teaching tool. God wants the children to come to know that this journey has a memorial, that Israel has a past. Israel has crossed a land, and he told him, when you pick the 12 stones, then also take 12 stones inside the water where this Levites are standing. Who's 12 stone right here? It shall be a memorial. Because whatever God is doing, that's a memorial to it. Let's turn to Joshua. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joshua, chapter 4. Verse 1 says, and it came to pass, when the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people of every tribe, a man. And command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest feast two friends, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. They will carry 12 stones to where they are going. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he has prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. God wants to leave a sign. And the sign is not only for these people. A sign to our children. Our children must know about this memorial. Don't only bring them to church. Let them know about this memorial. Message has got memorial, and we have to let them know this memorial. The coming generation, they must understand the memorial. When they know the memorial, that memorial will be a strength to them. That memorial will let them look at, and they will know our God can do wonders. They will know that the God that we are serving, when they are in problem, when they call upon him, he can see answers prayer. But when we don't leave them a memorial, when they have a problem, they will go to Ekron. They will go to Ekron. They will think that we don't what we are doing is not real. That is why, because there's a disconnection. This generation we are going to look under, they are disconnected. And when they are disconnected, the memorials of the message, it seems they don't know anything about it. And when they don't know anything about it, how will they stand for the message? How will they know the message? How will they stay in the message? Because there's no memorial that will attract their attention. But God in this hour, under this ministry, has left us a memorial. Our memorial is telling us that we have a past. And because we have a past, we also have a future. And because we have a future, we are not hopeless people. Glory be to Jesus. Okay, let's read on. that I may be a son among you, that when your children ask of their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Why do you hang this pillar of fire in your church? I saw it in the church. I saw it at home. What's he doing at home? This white man here. Why do you put it in your church? We have it at home. Then tell your children, it's a memorial of what God has done in this age. That one time ago, there were some critics who don't believe in divine healing, and they brought a challenge against the God of this message. And our prophet said, I will not go for that debate. But brother apostle said, should go. Let's go together. I will go there. Then Reverend Best, what to challenge divine healing? What to challenge divine healing? Nothing like that. And when he called for a show, and they rent a hall, when they rent a hall, he took a cameraman. So come and be snapping me. I will put my fist upon that man. Any time I put one on his nose, you just snap the picture. When I put one on his back, on his neck, snap the picture. And the man was busy snapping the picture. And the argument was going and going and going. But God wants to leave a memorial. We are following a message that has a memorial. This memorial, it will strengthen us. This memorial, it will keep us going in the midst of critics. We have got a memorial that God has came down in this age. We are not following a man. We are following God in a man. How do I know there is a memorial here? Your children will ask a question. And if your children are not asking a question, teach them the question in their mind. Tell them about the picture. It's not a man. It's a memorial that God came in this age and took a picture with a man. With this man, the seventh angel prophet, the man that led us away to glory. He's not a white man. He's an angel of the Lord. We are not worshiping him. We are seeing God at the sign. And the man was taking the picture. And there was, it remained only one film. For him to snap. After the whole day job. I know God could have told him don't snap yet. Brian Brown was on the top. Hearing what they are saying. And that's research. They should go down. Because brother call him, come and give us a closing prayer. Brian Brown stood on the pulpit. No, he didn't want to come down. But he saw that light. God speak to him. You go down there. He took the microphone. When he took the microphone, and he was saying some things. He said, how many of you is here who have been a beneficiary of divine healing? Let me see your hands raised up. Those who raised up their hands, they are member of Reverend Best Church. They are member of his church. And the man said, let me not just waste this one. Let me just do the last one. And he took the last one. The last one he took is a memorial today. The last one he took is a monument today to the glory of God. That in this last day, there's going to be a perfect church.
Hallelujah.
A memorial that will stand the test of time. A memorial that will clothe the mouth of the critics. I don't care how many signs they show in the internet. There's no error in this message. I don't care how many faults they are looking for. There's no fault in this message. Because it's a king's message today.
Ko labuku
The fourth they are looking for. The fourth they are asking of. The fourth that they are seeing. I can read the Bible here. We will see those fourth in this Bible. If this Bible is false, also Malachi 4 is also false. Because it's an interpretation of the Bible itself. And the man took the last picture. I'm saying this so because it says it's a sign we should tell you, teach our children. If there is a disconnection, they will leave the message. They will leave the church. They are going for fancy. They are going to a place where they can play fast music. They are going to a place where they can play guitar very well. But there is something about the memorial. And God told me, they took the picture. And when the man took the picture of a man standing on the pulpit as a last shot, they went to develop it. By the time they went for development, what happened? The whole negative was blank. You think you can make fun of God? You think you can disgrace God? You will disgrace yourself. You think there's a force in the message? You are looking for error in the message. You will crack along the way. Many are cracking along the way because they are looking for error. Where there is no error, they are looking for force. Where there is no force, they are looking for error. The whole camera was blank. And when it was blank, the only one that remained is God's memorial. Is God's memorial. Is God's memorial. A sign to you and me that we are following a message. Teach your children. They will ask you a question. Are we worshiping with Abraham? We are not worshiping with Abraham. We are seeing it's our memorial. It belongs to us. It's our strength. It's our going. Anytime we come to a junction that we can't understand, this memorial will let our children know that while we are crossing Jordan, God parted the Red Sea. That God came on the sea on a dry ground. We crossed over Jordan. So we are not following a fable. We are not following a fable. This is a reality. It's a gospel that should wake you up from your slumber, from your playing church. It's a message. God told Joshua, tell these people to bring these stones. When you come to Gilgal, put 12 stones right there. But at the same time, the second one should be in this water. That one in the water. Sometimes we come. Water will overflow. And when it overflows, that memorial will be a hidden memorial. There are some hidden memorial today. Unbelievers cannot get it. Those who say it's an error in the message, they can't understand it. Because God kept a hidden memorial inside the water. Let me tell you, when you are not inside, you cannot see it. When you are not part of this truth, you cannot see that memorial. You will think a bricklayer forgot some blocks. How can bricklayer forget some block and it can be arranged? They can't understand it. Because it's a memorial. The mystery cloud. It's a memorial. It's a memorial. That God came in this age. The mystery cloud. It's a memorial. to the opening of the seven seals, the entrance of the full world. It's a memorial that separates us from denomination. It's a memorial that took us out of Laodicea age. It's a memorial that makes us a bright material. It's a memorial that makes us to know where we are standing.
Hallelujah.
They look at the clouds. And they argue the clouds. They are breaking the issue. That William Brown was not even there at all. Oh, it's a memorial. Whether they like it or not, it's a standing memorial. Science cannot disprove it. The man look at the negative. All blank. Do you know later in years, this man that took the picture, one of his nephew or so, had a problem. He had a problem. They must be looking for Lebron to come and pray over it. Under death sentence. The boy and one girl also under death sentence. They had to arrange for prayer meeting. Reverend Brown should come and pray. That was why he was to go for that hunting. But he couldn't go at that time. He went for that prayer meeting first. And when he prayed, the death sentence was put to life in prison. If this man know, some of his nation will have a problem somewhere that will need this man. He won't have taken that job. He won't have taken that job. So don't take any job that will criticize God. Don't take any job that will bring shame to God's name. Don't take any job that will make you ridicule God. Because you need God somewhere. When you are playing church, you will need God somewhere. A teaching memorial. A teaching tool. Teach them this memorial. Because this generation, under the judges, it seems to me, those memorials are not known to them. There's a problem somewhere. That is what brought the circle that is repeating. There's a memorial. Teach these children. Parents. But you can't teach what you don't have. You can't teach what you don't know. That is why God wants you to teach these children. Don't buy them good food. Don't buy them good clothes without teaching them the principle of the message. They will need it as a memorial. We are building a fine church. We are building a fine church. If they don't know the memorials, they will abandon the church. All the ties, all the war plants, they will abandon it. Teach them the memorial. Memorials of the sword in the hand.
Hallelujah.
Memorial of the king's sword. Tell them in Sabino
Canyon.
That something happened in Sabino Canyon. What happened in Sabino Canyon? A live sword. Not a vision. A real sword. Came to the hand of William Abraham. And the voice spoke to him. This is the king's sword. And he was questioning that voice. Is he a king's sword? Voice repeat again. Not a king's sword. The king's sword. The king of kings. Have a sword. And the sword of God is the word of God. And the sword, he raised his hand in prayer. And the sword came to his hand. And when it came to his hand, he fitted his hand. Because the sword was meant for him. He's the foreigner in this age.
He the prophet of this age. He the man of this age. No other man can do it. I don't know about that Joshua.
Joshua, me.
I don't know of contender. I don't know of any other person. That is only one man. That is sword of the king. And God told him, this is God's war. This is your top move. March on with it. Oh, we are marching on with it. I don't care the critics. We are marching on with it. I don't care what anybody becomes. I am marching on with it. I don't care the talk will be anything. I want to march on with it. I don't care the separation. I don't care what anybody is becoming. You know. I don't care what people are becoming. You know. I want to match on with it. Because it's a memorial. There will not be discouragement. It's a memorial. But anytime we see it, we have a past. Our message has a past. And because we have a past, we must have a future. Your father is not hopeless. Your mommy is not hopeless. Coming to church every Sunday, every Wednesday prayer meeting, we are not hopeless. We have a hope. A hope is in a sign. So anytime the Jews are passing, and they saw some stone keep on somewhere, they should look at it and they will say, some times ago our father walk in a dry ground. They walk in a dry ground. That memorial is saying, it's a message he said. He's telling them that once upon a time when they were crossing Jordan, there is no canoe, there is no bridge, but our father, they walk on a dry ground and they look at how deep the water is, how wide it is. Anytime they want to doubt, let them come back to this memorial. Anytime you are losing hope in this glorious message, when you hear the critics, when you hear the people, whatever anybody is becoming, and you are seeing error everywhere, come to this memorial. This memorial will bring a strength to you. That whatever anybody is becoming, this one is not responsible. Whatever anybody is becoming, whether they are worldly, whether they are going out, this message is not responsible. Any divisions, any breakage, any fuses, any fighting, this message is not responsible. This memorial is to keep these children. Is to hold them down. It's not just for fun. Glory be to Jesus. He said, teach those children. When they ask you a question, why is this one? Why are we shouting in the church? Tell them we have found a memorial. Mommy, why don't you cut your hair? We have a memorial. I love to, I could have do it. But this memorial has tied me down. I could have been like the world. But by the power of this memorial, I can't be what I want to be. Because my love is sold to him. By the power in this memorial. Blessed be his holy name. Tell your children, when they ask you of why a time to come, say ye what mean ye by this. Then ye shall answer them, mommies and daddies, can you answer them? You come to church, you don't judge.
You come to church, you are sleeping. When these children ask you, I know you will give a coat. Ask on the school teacher. But you want to answer that question. Ask pastor in Sunday school. He didn't say you ask pastor in Sunday school. Tell them the answer. Tell them what it means. But many of us are still patching our way. Many are not yet convinced of this message. Error comes in and they swallow it. Oh, may God be merciful. The answer, then ye shall answer them. That the waters of Jordan we are cut off before the ark of the covenant. So anytime that these children have an issue, they can have a God to reference. Their friend will not carry them to Babalawo house. Your office friend will not say, let's go and meet one prophet somewhere. You will tell them, I have a prophet. But you say, it's not more here. The memorial is here. You can speak to this memorial. One day, there was a woman. She was sick in the hospital. Admitted in the hospital. He said, this picture, he put them beside his locker. And the woman gave a testimony that the pillar of fire in that picture. He said, he came out from it and it rests upon her. And she got hit. I can't doubt that testimony. I can't doubt the testimony. Because our God can do that. It's a memorial. It's not for worship. It's not for worship. I don't say go and put it in your table, in your front, and lay down in the morning. You are on your own. No. It's a memorial. Any house you put it, God is in that house. Abraham said, I can never do without having this woman head in my picture. It's a memorial. So when you are putting woof picture of Jesus Christ, don't go and put the one that have cross. You get what I'm saying? Don't go and put a picture of one Jesus that carry a rosemary cross. That one is so, Catholic Jesus. But the Jesus that came in this age, because Christ came to appear to his prophet, he saw him standing, and he turned his back to William Branham. Branham was looking at him. So while I was looking at him, I was trying to make him to see me, but he turned his back to me. So when I call his name, he turned to me. When I saw his face, it's like woman head of Christ. So this is how Jesus Christ looked like. Don't go and carry the one that have a cross. I don't know about that one. The one that I know about is the woman head of Christ.
He says
in that time, in my office, in my home, I can't do without having one. It's a memorial. Memorial for his grace. Memorial to what God can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joshua 4, we are still reading.
Joshua 4, verse 8.
Let's turn to last chapter
4.
Verse 19. And the people came up out of the Jordan unto the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal. In the east border of Jericho, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. there is one in
Gilgal.
There is one inside Jordan. Read it very well, you see that. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what means these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on the dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the water of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over. As the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before until we were gone over. When the first generation was going out, they came to Jordan. They came to Red Sea. While they were crossing Red Sea, it was a symbol to them that Pharaoh will be defeated. But when they come to Jericho, when they were crossing
Jordan,
it was a memorial to them that we are leaving behind the wilderness journey. We are leaving behind us the sorrow of wilderness, the pains of wilderness, and we are crossing over to go and do what? To go and defeat a nation, to go and defeat some people. This one is meant to show to them that Pharaoh and his enemy will be destroyed. But while they were crossing over, they were crossing to possess the land. But God told them to have a memorial. Teach your children about this message. Teach them the dressing of this message. Teach them the character of this message. Teach them the corner of this message. Teach them the order of this message. Anywhere they go, if you separate them from the world, they will not be like
Isaiah.
When he was sick, he left a God in Israel and is going to look for the God of Ekron. May God be merciful. Teach your children. This is what has happened. And when they were crossing over, remember God told them they had to go and camp at Gilgal. Because this generation that is going under this Joshua, they are not yet in the covenant. That is why one of the three events that took place after crossing Jordan, the first one was to have a memorial. The second event was circumcision. And the scripture told us, is that because these people, these children, we are born on the way. So they travel a wilderness journey without Holy Ghost. They traveled the journey of wilderness with extra flesh in their life. I wonder how many fighting will take place. I wonder how many things will happen in the wilderness. Because these children, they were only following. They have not received the covenant plan. The sign of the covenant is not on them. And look at what God did. God never let them do it before they crossed
Jordan.
God had to let them cross. And when they cross, it's a little bit very nearer. The enemies are looking at them. The enemy has seen what is going on. So they were so close to the enemy. And God told them, let every young boys, those who are army of the group, circumcise them. And you know that when you circumcise them, on the third day, they will be weak. They have no strength. If the enemy strike them, they can't take a stand. They can't fight their battle. But one thing is sure is this: the battle is of the Lord. God had to put them to a risk. They could have do it when they are covered. But they cross over. And God told them, go and circumcise all of them. And Joshua said, because these people, we are not circumcised. Because they were children born in the wilderness. You cannot possess what you don't belong to you. They are not in the covenant of possession until they are also circumcised. So God was trying to initiate them to the covenant. Because they are going to be a generation that had to see, carry God's word too. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 verse 4. Or start from verse 1. Let's read. Verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter that saying of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not eat them from their children. Shame to the generation to come. The praises of God and his strength and his wondrous work that he has done. We should teach our children the wonders of God, his praises. And when they cross over Jordan, the second generation, we come to chapter 1 of Judges. I think we have laid the foundation. They came to the book of Judges. Joshua called all the tribes. Because an angel came from Gilgal. That was the last place. That angel met them. Remember the story of the that came before they pulled down Jericho. So that angel came to Bochem, and he came to accuse these people. You have not obeyed my saying. You have not kept the commandments. And the Bible told us that they were crying. It's not about crying. It's about repentance. It's not about crying. It's about showing repentance. When you cry, I repeat again, it's ordinary crying. But your crying must mend with repentance. Bible said that after the discussion, Joshua told the old generation people to go back to their home. And the scripture said, Joshua died.
Joshua Waku,
and that is the hand of an era. And the Bible told us, then we can go there and start.
Let's start.
Oh my.
Okay.
Book of Judges, chapter 2. Okay. Let's start from verse 7.
Today.
And the people served the Lord all the days of
Joshua
and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who has seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Listen. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years. They buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timnath Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gehash. And also all that generation were gathered
unto their fathers.
So
we saw that a generation also ended. These are the generation that Joshua put in the land. So the going out and the coming in, which is Exodus, has taken place. But we are going beyond the second generation now. We are going beyond this Exodus people now. Those who are already placed in the land. This one that came under Joshua. The scripture said they serve the law. Why they serve the law? Because they know of his great works. They were connected to his works. They know about his ministry. They know about the memorial. That the memorials, they were able to serve the law in their day. But when they all left, there come a generation under the judges. We'll look at the character of them. May God be our help. And there arose another generation. Are you seeing the separation now? The going out and the coming in has concluded. But there comes another generation. They are not wanderers. They are in the land of possession. They have been placed. They have been positioned. Each of the tribes has known their places. But there comes another generation who knew not the Lord. They know Sakadeli. They know Fomfia. They know the latest car design. They know the site they can go to. They know how to handle internet. But they never know the Lord. So what's the joy in our children who are doing good, who are making good money, never know the Lord? What's the joy of our children in high places and they are marrying unbelievers? What the joy as a parent that your children are doing fine in America and they are bringing dollars to you every day, but they don't know the Lord? What the joy in that dollar? What the joy in that money? What the joy in having a grandfather and they don't know the Lord? What is the joy? If you are raising the children, they don't know the law. They don't know the law. If they don't know the law, they will know the world. The world will influence them. They will act like the world. They will dress like the world. They will make jest of our message. For a long time, your memorial. They will say, Daddy, you and this your white man. What you are cherishing. They will look at the picture. Daddy, throw this one away. What don't pass this stage? What can never pass this stage? We are going to be here until we make it to them. But because they don't know the law, the memorials are not known to them. They only sit there in the church as if you fought them to come to church. That is why they have an escape route. When they get admission, step into church. Look at their phone. No table in their phone. No table in their phone. No family altar in their phone. They have TikTok in their phone. One TikTok in bed. They have WhatsApp in their phone. One WhatsApp. So
So there is a disconnection somewhere.
So
I don't know the problem this morning. Is it you, the whole generation, that you fail to teach them? When your fathers and mothers, you don't have the time for the things of God. No family or time in your home. Why will they grow up? Look at Isaac. Isaac.
Isaaci.
Right from the small age.
Láti ọmọjọ kékeré.
When they were going to sacrifice, they carry matches, they carry firewood, they carry blade, they carry knife. He knew something is missing. Children, challenge your parents. Challenge your parents. We are not hearing quotes in our family. Challenge your parents. Because it's our duty. It's our duty to teach our children, to tell the generation. There's enough attraction in their way. There's enough of things to take their money from God. We must teach them the memorial. That where we are, we never just get here. We have a beginning. We never just reach here. We have a past. Our past start from an Exodus. Our past start from God. And there's a future. We are not staying here. We are not remaining here. That's a higher height. That's a higher call. That's a glorious message. That's a glorious home that we are going. We are going to hit a perfection. God is looking to you and to me to step to the role of our sonship. God is taking us back to Genesis. Before the fall, where Adam was under authority, where Adam was in authority, Adam was standing like God on earth. That was the sonship. It's not a jamboree. We are not here for a bubble dance. Teach your children. And they came. He said, this generation, put it back. And yet the works which he has done for Israel. You see, there's a disconnection. Because they never know the Lord. And the work he has done. They never know the Lord. And the work he has done for Israel. So the noise we are making is not helping them. All the noise that we are making, they are not seeing anything from it. They are disconnected. Are they being taught and not listening? And they came to become a generation under Joshua. Judges. Let's quickly look at their character. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. Their generation under the judges. Judges 17. Judges 17. Are you there for me? Verse 6. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Look at under the judges. No king. No authority. No central control. No central leadership. Under the judges. You cannot look to only one man.
Oh, the when he comes so.
I said, this man we are following.
Go so quentin telere.
This man that will give us instruction.
And so
under the judges.
Labia woni da
judge. There is no king.
Go see oba.
There is no central authority.
Go see ashela toke.
And if there is no central authority.
Go see ashela toke.
Expecting lawlessness.
Emareti wa bofimo wa wa to lozove.
Expect somebody to carry. To carry cutlass and break somebody's edge. And tell me who can hold me. Expect somebody will see you walking and slap you.
And
waiting for who come and take me here. Because there is no king. You can go and report to. There is no authority. To go and tell about it. So. We are going to see a decline in a moral life. We are going to see a decline in spiritual life of the people of God. It's an error. It's an error. You can't hold one man for anything. Bible says there is no king. And the second thing, every man does. Every man draws as what? Look right in his own eyes. If I like, I can stay at home. While service is going on, I will connect to hook up. So while you are late to hook up service, you can sleep a little. While you are hooking up, you can move to the kitchen and put salt in the beans you are cooking. You know, during the COVID, we to do a zooming. You will see some people be walking in, walking out in the parlor while the preaching is going on. And it never helped anybody. Because many today have not grown out of that problem of COVID. Many have found their spiritual life downward. And they have not been able to pick up. He come to that junction. Every man does as he feel like doing. What seems right. Because individual family, individual church, individual family, they are working by their own revelation, by their understanding of what they think it is right. Adam and his wife,
they
look at it. It seems right to eat the fruit. Jacob's children, seems it is right to sell Joseph as a slave. David. Seems it still right to commit adultery with Bathsheba and use the murder of her husband to cover up. Judas, he look at it as it's right to betray Jesus. But the book of Proverbs said, the way that seemeth right in the eyes of man leads to death. So we are in a junction. We are in a situation where everybody seems everybody do what they feel like doing. Because they believe that there is no central authority. But you are making a mistake. Israel think there is no God, there is no king. God is their king. God is always there for them. The bride still have a leader. The bride still have a message. Our message is the absolute. Listen. Give me 62-12:30 Look at what happened in those days. Under the judges. 62-12:30 Are you there? Paragraph 237. Oh God. Each one has their own absolute. Oh my. It's just like it was in the days of judges. Each one have what? His own what? Absolute. And all of us cannot have our different absolutes. In every age, there is only one absolute. And that absolute is the voice of that age. And because we took it that way, look at what people have become. I was telling them somewhere at home. I said, look at what our marriage has become. Look at what our marriage has become. I remember in those days, we were sacred about it. We care about it. But look at what it has become today. Under the judges. In our days. In those days. Our brothers are the ones that seek for us in reception. They are the ones that sing for us in reception. Today we are bringing DJ. And you are bringing DJ. And the one that you are bringing, they are singing worldly songs. In those days, we are very careful. We allow these young men to sing. And we enjoy the reception. But it's not coming to that point. We are bringing in DJs. And they sing the word to us. We are brought in couple dance. Am I hurting feelings? We are bringing couple dance. We didn't say they cannot dance. But it's kept in him. We are spraying money. We are spraying money. When even the law of the land sent this criminology to do it. Generation under the judges. Everybody on his own. I will read a quote that with time. William Bram said, under this condition, there is no more cooperation. There is no more cooperation. Everybody have his absolute. Everybody have his way of doing it. You can't correct anybody again. Everybody design his own program. We have a message. We have a message. I will say it again. We have a message. That message is our absolute. That's a king. There's a king in the camp of the bride. We have a king in our midst. God is our king. His message still reigns supreme. Generation under the judges. Everybody want to do it on his own. Our boys want to go and marry unbeliever. They are going out to marry unbeliever. And they will say, don't worry. What would God do? We will stand before church and say we are sorry. William Bram said, you are going to pray for it down the road. Days of the judges. One boy. He told his mother, mommy, don't worry. If I'm presented, God can lose me.
And it's a curse. Because we are living in the days of the judges. But that boy should also know, if you fail to come back to the way, God will shorten your life. Everybody on his way. Everybody, the way they see it is right. We want to see 2 hours sun service. We have a COD. We have a conduct. We have an order. We have a doctrine. We want to design a package on how the service will run. No. There is a message on it. There is a tape teaching on it. Abraham said, anytime you have a question, anytime you are confused, anytime you don't know what to do, come back to the tape teaching. Days of judges. Generation under these judges. They do things the way they seem like doing it. That is why all those order is not meant for you. Everybody just doing it the way they want to do it. If it's only one message, why division? Am I speaking to the believers here? I remember in those days, we talk about Redeemed Church. That one is classical, one is modern, in the same church. Are we not more than that now? Are we dressing the same way? There are some people, the way they put on, you wonder are they believers at all? But we have a doctrine. We have a message that laid the pattern for all these things. We have a message. We have a pattern. But generation under the judges, when Abraham said, every one of them has got their own absolute.
Is it not 12? To one.
Oh my God.
Every man wants to do what is seems right in society. And now the way it has been, this generation, they have been disconnected from the main thing. They don't know the message. They don't study the message. They are disconnected already. They are disconnected already. And the Bible says, in that scripture, our time is gone. They have a circle that repeated. Circle of sin. Repentance. Cry to God. God bring the deliverance. And they have peace. A few seconds, they go back again. Look at those judges. Because under judges, I could have read the quote to you. Abraham told us that said God cannot lay hand upon one man to be a leader. Is he a Gideon? He was a judge. But he lost after Jews. Can we follow that? Samson was one. Look at his life. Look at the days of judges. So God never brought any individual Anyone that claims to tell you, I am the voice of this age, is false. How many will be like Isaac this morning? You have not asked me what Isaac has done. But Isaac is a backslider. And you have raised up your
hand.
Give me Genesis 26, I'm closing. Look at what Isaac did. I wish God will raise many Isaac this morning. Genesis 26. We are closing, I'm sorry, time. Let's read verse 17. And Isaac departed thence, and pinched his tent in the valley of Gera, and went there. Isaac dig again the well of water. Isaac dig again the well of water. Would they have dig in the days of his father Abraham? We are going to dig it again this morning, church. He went and dig it because Isaac is connected to the legacy of his father. Isaac is connected to the source of his father's life. Isaac is connected to where his father receives source of life. For the Philistines have stopped them after the death of Abraham. Listen. And he called their names after the name. He changed the name. He changed the pattern. He changed the conduct. He changed the order. He changed the doctrine. He changed the message. He called after the same way the father has called them. Let's say the way he said it. Let me the way he did it. Don't try to bring something else. Isaac was he connected? Isaac, no. This is son of life. My father depend on this. This water sustain my father. Oh, brethren, this message will sustain us. Brethren, this message is our strength. It's our sustainer. It's our glory. Let's go back and dig. Let's go back and dig. And let's call them the same name. The same pattern. The same way. Whoever must lay you down. May God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Shalom.
Let us bow our heads. It seems it's been just been few minutes. If not to follow Ula, say she just continue.
It's sweet.
It's rich.
Oh, Lord of God.
It's wonderful. But we have had a picture.
What in our work?
We could see the generations. Where did you fall as a person? Are you connected or disconnected? Are you on the path? Are you following the pattern? Do you know the leader? Which absolute do you have? What is your absolute? Is it your church? Is it a particular minister? Let's
Do you love the people of the land? Do you have alliance with them? Do you love their style? Do you love their way? Do you love their churches? Do you love their music? Do you love their the way they go about things? Is your soul loathing this bread? Which is the angel's food? Have we passed this down to the generations coming behind us? We are not blind. We can see things for ourselves. A pastor said one time that the way things are going, that the future message churches will look like mosques. Some 15 years ago, churches look like churches. Now, it's looking more like mosque. And it has become the order of the day. Ministers are not left out. Let's think deep. God does not change. His word does not change. His ways does not change. You may change, but God does not change. He remains on the same spot. The prophet said, where you left him, that is where you will find him. He's not going to shift to you. You got to come back and meet him where you have left him. His word remained the same. When we have our heads bowed and our hearts are bowed, it's a solemn time. It's a time of meditation. It's a time of thinking. Are you saying something to God? Are you saying something to your Creator? If you come this morning, how will he rate you as a person? How will he rate your family? We thank God for our sisters. Some will wear their dresses long. And some will see split it back almost to the buttocks. Is that the pattern? If there be someone that would like to be remembered in prayer, while heads are bowed, it's Pastor Ben Arant. Pastor Ben Ogo.
Ben Ogo.
Please come and offer prayer. Just lift up, mean whatever you have as a request in your heart, because God sees your heart. The preacher doesn't need to know what you have as a request, but God have answer to every request if you sincerely ask him. God bless you.
Our dear Heavenly Father, with our heads bowed submissive before you, we bring thanksgiving unto you because you have made your love manifest unto us again. Amen. Lord, it is because you love us That is why you are drawing our attentions to the areas where we are failing.
Oh Lord Jesus.
And Lord, we come as a body this morning, Lord, with repentance in our hearts. We are sorry in any way we have deviated from that old landmark. Lord, you have used your servant to search out the hearts. He went around and around and around, calling us back to that original way. Lord, we know we are living in a world full of deceit. Lord, Satan walking through men, through systems, to make people, Lord, to leave that beaten path. Despite the fact that we know that the end is near, it seems as the end gets nearer, people are departing from the way.
Lord,
it is the workings of Satan. But this afternoon, we don't want to be like that. We ask for mercy for our souls. For the young ones, for the sisters, for the brothers, for the ministers, for every one of us, Lord. That Lord, we think deeply on these things, Lord. Lord Jesus, the Father, who will not go back again. This should be, Lord, Father, a new beginning to get out of the wrong way and enter into the right way.
Aye.
Let you be Master.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy upon our souls.
Thank you, Lord.
And hear our cry this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your servant that you have used to bless us.
Okay.
We pray for him. May you strengthen him.
Okay.
May you bless him as well.
Okay.
We thank you for your children working, Lord, tirelessly to make sure that you are comfortable, to make sure that everything is working well. May you strengthen them.
Amen.
May you continue to give them wisdom.
Amen.
May you continue to provide for all that is required.
Amen.
The money, everything that is required, Lord, may you provide, Lord.
Amen.
That Father, at the end of this convention, Lord, the organizers will be happy. We, the attendees, will also be happy.
Amen.
That is our prayer. Grant it, Father.
Amen.
We'll be going to rest for a while before the evening service. May you watch over us.
Amen.
Help us in our deliberations, in our conversations.
Okay.
Let it be centered on your word.
Amen.
Help us to put Lord behind all the things of the world.
Amen.
And for this time, O God, to concentrate on the things of God.
Amen.
Help us, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know you will do it.
Amen.
Because you have asked in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Well, the security people was reminding us. Especially those that drive. That they should drive slowly and carefully.
We can rama feso wao ati pelu ti sora
not to hit children.
Lati ma gba awon omo kekeke o.
She says some mothers are also finding the habit of beating their children in a cruel manner in the auditorium.
We are pa won ya kan lu awon omo lona ororo ninu gbangan yi,
causing the children to cry loudly.
Don je ka awon omo kan fi gbeta,
thereby disturbing the peaceful atmosphere of the auditorium.
Ah to je pe bi gbogbo se lo ni roworo se ninu gbangan to ndi lowo.
They are not saying you should not correct your children. But
there
is a level of beating for a child, and also not inside the auditorium like this. If you feel the child is disturbing you, take the child out
and
beat the child moderately.
Because
in the course of beating, you may break the hand or the leg. Prophet said, one kitten one time was feeling chilling cold. A child wanted to help the kitten.
Because of the cold,
just opened the oven and put it inside and close it
to be
able to keep it warm. You can imagine the results. So once again, we enjoy you to be very conscious of your personal effects, irrespective of their value or sizes. And mothers also are told to keep watch on their children. To them, when they say convention,
it
is an arena to have places to run and to play with other children.
They
like to see plenty people. That's the jubilee. And they don't envisage whether one can fall, one can break leg, one can
hit.
Let's keep watch. God bless you. Once again, the Lord bless the sisters that
were
the ones that buy biscuit for the children and the one that bought snacks for the ministers. The Lord bless you. We'll be seated again by 5 p.m. for the last service of today. I trust the Lord for yet another time of refreshment. Every service is getting sweeter and sweeter. That's the experience we do have every year.
But
every convention is going higher and higher. You know, the coming of Christ is very, very close now. And the angels have been commanded to release all the blessings in this storehouse.
Because
this is when we have need of them. And we thank those that are here. We have greetings from across the countries and Nigeria from different locations. People send greetings to the brethren as they follow the services.
There's
greetings from UK, from US, even Ghana, Canada, and others. They send greetings as they enjoy the services. We thank God that this time around, not many people sleep, as I can see. Because I think when we are looking at this thing, I think I only saw the screen, the searchlight on one person that is sleeping. Though
so
there could be more than that, but the searchlight only pick one that I could see there. The ones that slept last year, inside that thing, they are still sleeping up till now. Yes, because that thing cannot be edited. Every time it is played, it will find you sleeping. So, the one you sleep this year, and it's recorded and you are captured like that, as long as we remain here, anytime somebody play it, in any part of the world, they will find you sleeping. May the Lord be our help. Well, I want to congratulate the children that are between the age of 9 and 12 years.
because they have been added to the list of the biscuits.
If you want call, I want to
biscuit. So yesterday he stopped at age 8.
Oh,
but now there's an extension to age 12. So children up to the age of 12, you are inside the arrangement. From teenagers, starting years and above, you are on your own. God bless you. God bless your sister. May is the same announcement. May the pot can never run dry.
Showrise.
1, 2, 5. We are looking for his God, yes, in the clouds of hell. Call me what you are, you catch our soul. Then may we all be red. Oh, when Mina cry is given, she go and reign with Christ on his own. Hallelujah. Dali may we error the message of his blessed. Oh, son is coming in glory, greater to handle. Oh, then awake the saints of the Lord, wise slumber when the end is nearing, for get ready for the fight. God be with you till we meet again. We are looking for.
Gladly may we herald the message of his. Oh, soon is coming in glory, tell to one and all. Then awake his saints of the Lord, rise number when the end is near. Bring forget God. Oh, we are praying for the heaven of our blessed Savior, who has promised life to all. Oh, he's coming now, he's bending, the message being given. Soon we'll see our Lord face to face, gladly made. Of his blessed appearing, soon he's coming in glory, tell to one and all. Then awake his saints of the Lord, wise number when the end is near. Bring but get ready for the. Come to the Oh.